Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mark Wagner, the founder and co-CEO of Mode, a company bringing the smartest cannabis device to market. And Mr. Wagner, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're most welcome, and certainly appreciate your time. So for starters, get into what is Mode's overall mission?
Sure, absolutely. Our mission at Mode is to decode the complexities of cannabis and to raise awareness of all the health benefits that cannabis can provide, specifically when it's consumed responsibly.
And that is a huge factor and plus right there. Now, what is the biggest challenge with cannabis consumption today? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, so that's a pretty big one, and something that we've spent quite a bit of time thinking about as we were building Mode. And I'd like to start out by saying that cannabis really is no longer just for recreational use. People depend on cannabis for a variety of personal and medical reasons on a daily basis. That can be anything from increasing your daily energy to having a better appetite and everything in between. So the problem for many consumers really revolves around dosing and consumption. And what that means is, from choosing the right strain to knowing how much to take, achieving the right result can really be a challenge. And trying to figure that out on your own is mostly guesswork today. And we believe that cannabis really isn't a one-size-fits-all product. It really needs to be tailored to the individual. And in fact, we like to break down the parameters related to personalization of cannabis consumption into four categories, which I'm happy to elaborate on. So those four categories and the way we think about cannabis personalization, the first one really is context. So as I said before, it's not a one-size-fits-all. Cannabis really affects us all differently. And the ability to find patterns between its effect and people's physiological makeup is really the first step to understanding how cannabis truly works. So that's number one. The second one is intention. As I mentioned before, people are using cannabis for a variety of reasons. And really knowing before you use cannabis what is the intent of using it, it will help drive your decision to determine what product, which is the next parameter, which is strain. Cannabis, if you're familiar with the market today, across the many different form factors, be it flower, vape, edibles, there are so many different products out there. And there are also so many different strains. Primarily, when you look at a strain, you look at the different cannabinoid makeup in a plant, and that's the THC and CBD makeup. And the strain is something that will help you decide in thinking about what is the right ratio to take. And finally, there's the dose. So that's like once you have determined, what do I want to use cannabis for and deciding and finding the right product, it's really like understanding exactly how many milligrams you need to achieve a specific result. And that's not easy. So if you look at all of those four items and say, hey, I have cannabis, and cannabis solves so many problems. It's really a big challenge just to figure out how to achieve and unlock so many of the benefits of cannabis. So that's what we think is really the challenge and has helped drive a lot of our product decisions at Mode.
Yeah, I certainly understand where that drive would come from in creating more products for sure. Now, as an entrepreneur, what was your biggest challenge in bringing Mode to market? Walk us through some of those or some of that information.
Yeah, well, so cannabis is a super interesting industry, and prior to Mode, I founded two other companies. One was in the software space, and the other was in the hardware space. And traditionally, when raising capital for those companies and as a technology company, there's really so many different funds out there looking to deploy capital in promising startups. But what we found is within the cannabis space, the pool of capital is really limited, and it's limited based on the total amount of capital that's being deployed, but it's also limited by the focus of the types of businesses within cannabis that are being funded. So we found that the most of the capital being deployed currently in the cannabis space, and we started this company over 2 years ago, a lot of the cannabis funds have been chasing plant-touching opportunities, and that ranges from the operations that are growing the plant all the way to the CPG type brands that are selling all the different form factors of cannabis. Whereas the ancillary space, which is really where Mode falls into, we don't touch the plant, but we are ancillary to the cannabis plant itself. There's very few players that are deploying capital. So thankfully at Mode, we were able to raise capital from that small pool that is available today. But I would say that as a technology company, and specifically a hardware company within the cannabis space, we need millions of dollars to really achieve our mission. And you know, I would say that our biggest challenge is that as long as cannabis remains federally illegal, you have less funds that are focusing on this, and will be the challenge is really like raising the capital within the landscape. So I would say that it's the type of fit that we are within the cannabis space at this point in time. That's probably our biggest challenge as it relates to capital.
Certainly do appreciate the feedback. Most helpful for sure. Today we're speaking with Mr. Mark Wagner, the founder and co-CEO of Mode, a company bringing the smartest cannabis device to market. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Wagner, what is the Mode device and how will it change consumers' lives?
Well, you alluded to it when you said the smartest cannabis device, but the way we like to call it is that Mode is the world's first universal cannabis dosing device and personalized guidance app for the 510 cannabis cartridge. And what we provide to consumers is we provide the precision and the insight to consume just the right amount of the right kind at the right time. So our whole goal of this product is to provide a personalized cannabis experience. And our device, coupled with its app, with the app that we provide consumers, enables consumers to take cannabis and use it in a very personalized way and achieve the goals that they're looking for.
Well, certainly a big need in the space, and really appreciate what Mode is doing in the space to keep consumers certainly responsible and certainly making an impact as well. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on the company as well as where they actually could buy the device, the Mode device. Where can it be purchased?
Currently, you can go to mode.co, and that's our website, and you can join our wait list. We will be accepting pre-orders before the end of the year, and we will be making an announcement. And at this time, we're on target to be shipping units within Q2 of 2021. But certainly would encourage anyone that's interested in learning more about Mode to check out our website. And Eric, I really appreciate this opportunity to share the story about Mode and what we hope to offer to the many consumers out there that will benefit from cannabis.
And you're certainly welcome. And Mark, thanks for your time. Once again, folks, it is mode.co. Mr. Wagner, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Mark Wagner, the founder and co-CEO of Mode, a company bringing the smartest cannabis device to market. And for all the details, once again, visit mode.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.